Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning. We head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Mr. Curtis, good morning. How are you?
I'm a delight, sir. How are you?
Doing outstanding today. Appreciate you taking time to being with us. Corey, let me tell you, we got a lot of thoughts about this Titans rebrand slash logo slash jersey change that's going on here. We have people that really, really like it. We have some other people that absolutely hate the logo change. Do you have a strong opinion on it one way or the other? What do you make of the redesign that is apparently coming for the Tennessee Titans here in 2026?
Well, you know, number one, you're allowed to not like it, and you're allowed to like it. I've seen some people not like it, and people like, oh, well, you just don't like change. And it's like, for me, for one, I'm not against change. I don't really like it. I think it looks very washed out from what I've seen, and it just doesn't pop at all. And, you know, for me, I'm just like, eh, meh. You know, I've seen the white uniform, you know, mock-up, and you know, it looks nice. I did like it. I like, you know, I think that all looked good. I'm not in love with the logo, but you know what? It doesn't matter. You know what matters? Winning games.
That's true.
That's what matters. The Green Bay Packers have had hideous uniforms for as long as they've been around.
That's so disrespectful.
As long as they win, it doesn't matter. They can wear hideous green and gold all day long.
So disrespectful. Good point. Did you like the previous logo, Corey?
It was okay. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. You know, I saw other mock-ups, you know, the last 5 years that people do, you know, where they make up their own that I like better. Like, there was one with, like, a sword that had the oil derrick kind of in the handle that I thought was pretty cool, where it combined the others, but as I say, I'm not. It's not that I was in love with the fireball. I just don't like this one. But again, I know a lot of people do, and that's great. And
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Good. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really been. I mean, I'm actually pleasantly surprised if a lot of people like it. I've seen a lot of people that dig it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. From what I've seen on Twitter, there's a lot of people who love it and just think it's great. And you know, I'm happy for them. I don't want to say it's not that important to me. It's Fernando used to always say it's better to look good than feel good. So, you know, looking good is important. You know, part of the Dallas Cowboys mystique is they've got the best uniform in football. And, you know, they always do. And they always look good. You know, whether they are good or not, they always look good. So, you know, they're searching. And we'll see if this is truly the answer or not. And like I always say, maybe I'm just wrong. I've been wrong before.
I do want to ask you about this. We have not gotten to this yet in the show. But, you know, this has been coming now for a while. The NFL won their grievance over the weekend against the NFLPA, which is banning the publishing of these player report cards that we've grown accustomed to seeing every year. You know, Jeffrey Simmons talked about that earlier this year, kind of later in the season for the Titans. What do you make of that? And like the NFL, in my opinion, being like as soft as they are here, talking about how you know, the player report cards are disparaging clubs and individuals. It's like, come on, this is what you guys are worried about?
It sounds like a bunch of thin-skinned billionaires is what it sounds like to me. I mean, you know, look, if you don't want to be called out for being cheap or for not caring enough or whatever, then don't be. Then don't be. I mean, listen, I understand these guys make millions of dollars. I do. But if you want people to truly want to play for your club, it's a different world than we live in, guys. You know, if we have a Keurig machine and some donuts in the morning, it's a great day,
all right?
That's a great day at work. But that's not life in the NFL. It's just not. These guys expect to be pampered. And by the way, their performance at the very, very, very highest level is your business. and you need to treat them that way. And if you don't treat them that way, someone else will, and they will remember it. So, you know, it won't get published now, and they won't be publicly shamed quite so much, but you know players talk.
Oh, yeah.
You know agents talk. They're all going to know that the Arizona Cardinals suck, all right? They're all going to know that Woody Johnson's crazy and running a clown show over there, you know, whether it gets published or not, all right? But it does seem very petty and very soft-skinned to not, you know, be able to look at, you know, your warts and deal with them. You know, we're in an entertainment industry, whether it's the players or the owners or the coaches or us, and we all have to be prepared for criticism. If you're not prepared for criticism, go work at McDonald's, okay?
You think you'll get criticism there? Hold on now.
Well, no, but I mean, we're in the entertainment industry, and that's what we say. Whether no matter what your role is, you're a part of that entertainment industry, and you know that's why I always say get in line. You're never going to make everyone happy, but for me, if I was a manager or an owner, and I found out, hey, the team is really unhappy. I mean, really unhappy with the way we're treating their families, or really unhappy with the locker room setup. That would be valuable information to me to say, okay, hey, what's going on? What do we need to do to make this better? Because, by the way, they've got the money to deal with it. There's no question about that.
No, I totally agree. It's incredibly soft and weak. And to me, the clear...
Comparison.
It is embarrassing, and the clear answer here is like this. I mean, a media outlet can do this, right? Like you can
send out a survey,
or even fan out, you know, across locker rooms, and you can get enough people to sign up to do it, and it's people who have access to players, and then you just, there you go. It's an obvious next step.
ESPN could reach out to the NFLPA and say, "Hey, please submit this survey to your players, and we're gonna put a report together."
Exactly.
It just won't be posted by the NFLPA; it'll be posted by ESPN.
Yep. By Joe Rexroth at the Athletic. Yep.
Fine.
Yep. Or the Athletic.
I may Slack this in the Slack channel right now. Let's get this going right now. I mean, seriously, like these things, people care about this stuff. Players care about this stuff. People need to be held accountable. Certainly, the billionaires need to be held accountable. And they don't want to be held accountable. It's a joke.
Well, it has in fact created change, has it not?
Yes,
that's what I was going to say.
It's a like good
there have
thing.
Been there have been plenty
it,
of these
it
things.
Change, it's a good thing.
Yeah, like
I don't understand.
There have been plenty of these things that have come out, like where I don't know, like the locker room was bad, or like the family score was bad, and then the next year you see it jump from like an F to an A because you put some effort into it, because an owner looked at it and said, "Well, I don't want that. Let's change that."
Because it was pointed out to them. You know, we all have things in our lives where we know that, hey, this isn't the best, but we may not know really truly how much it bothers some people because they're afraid to say. And, you know, I work with very few people, all right? I've just got a handful of people. But if they weren't happy with something, I'd like to know.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to lose out on, like, a free agent because there's some huge deficiency that you don't know about.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
by the way, I know you're 6'7 and 360 pounds, but you're going to have to sit in coach.
Exactly. So, Corey, we have begun begrudgingly our draft look ahead here.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously, I mean, there's wide receivers that we've brought up a lot. There's, I think, edge rusher going to be quite an opportunity for the Titans where they sit here at number four. So let's just say for sake of discussion that the Titans go through their evaluation process here and they land on a wide receiver, whether it's Carnell Tate or Tyson or whoever.
An offensive tackle.
And it's – well, I'm with you there. It's a wide receiver and an edge rusher, and you've got players rated basically the same. Which way would you lean at that point if you're in charge, if you're making the decision?
You know, I think for me, like, I have been like edge rusher. And then I read some people last week who were making the case for a wide receiver, and I started to – actually, and you know, I could go that way. And then I realized again, you probably won't drop off that much at wide receiver at 35, if that's what you really want to do. And so you have not invested in edge rusher in forever. And you need a difference maker. I mean, there are good quarterbacks that you have to beat. And the best way to beat them is to put them on the ground. And, you know, I know we all love, you know, the thought of Draymond Jones coming back. You know, I do. He's my guy. I'd like Jahad Ward and Jalen Harrell came on. But none of those guys are Khalil Mack. None of those guys are Nick Bosa or T.J. Watt. I mean, none of those guys are that. And the Titans need to find somebody like that. They need a difference maker with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, to get after the quarterback. And if that guy's available there, I just think they have to take him.
All right, Corey, I do want to get your quick thoughts on this. We just talked about it, but this Jerome Tang, Kansas State, firing him for cause for not saying very nice things about his players at a press conference. I assume you've seen this.
I've read some of it, yes.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts?
I'm glad to find out that you know about it, though.
Yes. My number one thought is this. If you win games, you can say what you want. But when you stink, you can't give people a reason to fire you. I mean, look at James Franklin. He won a ton of games at Penn State. And the moment he started to lose games, they're like, get out.
Yeah, but they paid him because he has a contract. They didn't try to come up with some fake reason to not pay his money. That's what this is.
Well,
this
is a fake reason. So, I mean, look, how many times have people tried to come up with fake reasons to not pay people? They usually do. Look, for Penn State, paying him is not an issue. For Kansas State, I think it's different. I don't think they quite have I don't think they quite have the booster bankroll that Penn State does.
Probably not.
Okay.
Don't sign guys' contracts like that. Then you know. I mean.
Yeah. Well, no. Look, I agree with you. I mean, it's my whole reason why I want to see players get paid is because coaches get ridiculous contracts and can do whatever they want. And if they can do whatever they want, the players should be able to do whatever they want. I would say you can be a jerk, but if you're going to be a jerk, you better win games. That's all there is to it. Because if you're not, then no one's going to have your back and you set yourself up. And so, you know, and it's, you know, like there's tough love and then there's just being a jerk. And there's a fine line between the two. You can give your players tough love if they know you love them, if you know you care about them. But guys don't want to be disrespected. That's always an issue.
Corey Curtis, every Monday morning at 8 o'clock with us here on the program, presented by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, thank you, sir, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
And make sure you never disrespect Barry Sanders on this station again. Thank you.
I am not disrespecting Barry. You took that. You know what you said? You said, you know, I'm going to change your name to Joe Fanboy.
Yes.
We were a Joe Fanboy because you were ridiculous.
He was good, but it's a negative run. I'm just saying.
He was amazing. And then I said, but he was on such a bad team that he took more negative yards than anybody in NFL history because he was always having to change direction 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, we aired your passive aggressiveness. We played it for the people.
Terrible. And I'm like, I did point out his team was terrible. They've been terrible forever. That's what makes the last few years so shocking.
It's true. It's true. It almost got Rex Road back in the fold.
I mean, he did get him to the playoffs 5 times and got to the NFC Championship game.
It's true.
That's how good he was.
Well, yes. I mean, did they peak out at 9 or 10 wins?
Well, they went 12-4 in 91 and got to the NFC Championship game, but they couldn't get past Mark Rippon.
Who can?
Yeah.
Every 60 years, you get to that 12-win marker.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, I'm all for ripping the Lions, but give me a break.
I wasn't ripping Barry Sanders. Hey, Barry Sanders was an electric player. You just, you know what you are? You're an NFL owner. You're soft.
Yeah.
All right? You're one of the Fords.
Joe rips Michael Jordan on a daily basis, so I think it's fair.
Yeah. I know, and he loves Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, he does. He sure does.
I think Jordan was great.
Good enough to be on the Olympics.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Woo! All right.
That's true. He was good enough to be 3-1 against Jordan in playoffs.
There we go.
But, hey, that's fine.
Right. How many rings does he have? Do you have 6?
No, he didn't play against crappy teams in the 90s in the finals.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Corey, thank you, sir.
All right, later.
Corey Curtis, every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll react to what Corey had to say coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com. Appreciate Corey Curtis for being with us in the last segment, taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. People enjoyed you two bickering back and forth like old men at the end of that segment.
That's good. Yeah, he can say whatever he wants, but, you know, he took a little shot. Walter Payton, the greatest football player. Barry was good, but yeah, negative. Yeah, that's fine. We played it for the listeners.
We did.
People know what's going on.
Joe, a lot of thoughts on the logo for the Titans. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Easton Freeze of A to Z Sports putting it out there that the Titans are redesigning in 2026. They're moving away from the Greek mythology theme that has been with the franchise basically ever since they got to Nashville after the Oilers era in 99 when the Titans came. I mean, as multiple people have pointed out, I mean, the place used to be called the Coliseum, for God's sake. Adelphia Coliseum.
Yeah.
So we were all over the Greek mythology stuff, and apparently that's going by the wayside. Easton Freeze says, quote, the brand overhaul centers around an even stronger embrace of the Titans' blue, primary color than before, reminiscent of the Love You Blue Oilers era. The new uniforms will reflect this, and that they're going to be leaning harder into red accents. Helmet color change is coming too, which I am all for. Get away from the navy blue helmets. Joe, a lot of different reactions to this. Like the logo itself, so I guess Fanatics put out like this plush football pillow-looking type thing. And it had the new Titans logo on there. They've since taken it down, but, of course, it's 2026 and the internet and people take screenshots of it.
It only takes a second.
It's been found, and a lot of Titans fans reacting to the logo over the weekend. Your thoughts on the logo/brand redesign change that's coming up for the Titans in 2026?
So you were reading from an Easton Freeze story, right?
Correct.
So he confirmed with sources that is real.
That is one of the logos, yeah.
So, good job, Easton. Kaharsky, you working, or what are we doing here?
He said, anything? Quote, sources confirmed that a leaked logo design for Fanatics.com is one of the Titans' redesign marks.
Did Kaharsky do anything? Did he have anything?
I don't think so.
Wow. Well,
he does have a post about it.
Does he?
Okay. Yeah. Says, Titans' new logo has actually been hiding in plain sight for years. Okay. Is the headline.
Oh, is that what happens when Easton kicks your ass on a story? You're like, oh, it's actually been hiding in plain sight.
Has Tic Tac Titans weighed in on this yet?
Actually, are we sure Tic Tac Titans didn't break this story? I'd like to. I want to make sure.
Let the record show I brought it up that time. It wasn't Joe.
I usually try to save references to Tic Tac Titans for Wednesdays, but it worked out pretty well right there. Okay, so.
First down.
That's got to happen. So we have this, you know, confirmed this is real. I would like to hear from them on that whole thing. How, like Wesley Clarksville said, people mad about the Greek mythology getting away from it. He said it's not a Titans god, it's a Nissan Titan, LOL. Yeah, there you go.
It's true.
But no, I mean, you know, we got the Parthenon, the Athens of the South, you got the sword, you got a lot of, you know, the Titans. Again, I had a Clash of the Titans lunchbox, as I said earlier in the show. Big fan of Perseus. And hope, you know, and very scary Medusa turning you to stone.
Yeah.
Anybody who hasn't seen that movie, you got like the owl with like the mechanical owl and like the claymation fighting. But it is interesting to, I guess, get rid of it. Is that the idea? Is that are they officially saying like that's just, we're called the Titans, but that just, all that stuff doesn't matter anymore? Is there a name? I can't believe there's a name change. There's not a name change, right? They're not going to change the
name.
No,
I would be surprised by that. But like, is, you know, Dave.
But it is so called the Titans.
Dave pointed out earlier, like, if you're going to be called the Titans, but you're like leaning totally away from all the Greek mythology stuff, it's like, well, that is the Titans, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so yeah.
That part is interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So is this just, because the logo, I mean, the logo is, it's kind of nondescript. I think I agree. I saw Jess on the YouTube chat say, like, the logo itself, meh. On, like, if you put it on a helmet, it looks better. That's, that happens sometimes. And yeah, I mean, I can see that. But I just, is it just really about going to the most aesthetically pleasing uniforms you can have, which are, frankly, the uniforms that this franchise wore before they moved here?
Yeah, like the color change I'm excited about. You know, I've said it before. I think the uniforms itself, like the Titans have been wearing since they rebranded in 2018, are awful. Like I think they are among the worst in the league. They're that bad. So I am all for changing up the uniforms and, you know, leaning into more of the Oilers color scheme. I am all for. And I think, frankly, I think most of the Titans fan base is all for it. Now, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, adopt a bunch of Houston Oilers history here, because frankly, people here just don't want to care about that stuff. Like, how many people here are really like, Earl Campbell, loved watching them back then. Like, I just don't think that it resonates all that much.
There are some fans.
There are some fans. Yeah, there are some. We've heard from some.
Yeah.
But I think by and large, like the people who live here, who have grown up with the Titans, they don't really care about the Oilers part of franchise history. But, I mean, objectively speaking, the, like, leaning into more of that color scheme.
It looks good.
You know, leaning a little bit more into the red than I think the Titans have been willing to do since they've been here, I think is a good idea. And, look, we'll wait to see what the actual uniforms look like. Like, there's been a bunch of mock-ups that people have done over the weekend, like, you know, Photoshop and stuff. And there are some possibilities, I think, that look good. But I'm excited about the uniform change part of it. I'm not really in love with the logo. I don't hate it either. Like, the logo to me is not really that big of a deal either way. But the color scheme change, I am excited about. I'm all for it.
Cameron on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com says, clinging too hard to the mythology led to the worst jersey font in the history of sports with the last update.
That's true.
I still can't believe that font made it through multiple levels of approval, the new one. I've never spoken to a single person who liked it, but Corey just told us that a lot of people do. I don't know. Some people must.
The font on the last jerseys is truly atrocious. Like, it's
sword,
awful.
The sword thing?
Well, just, yeah, like the way the numbers are, it's just awful.
And the names.
The names.
It does have a little bit of the sword accents in some of the names and the numbers, yeah.
So are they not going to do, like, the sword on the field before games now?
I don't think so.
Is that right?
I mean, if you're leaning away from mythology, I don't know.
I mean, when the guy, like...
Yeah, the 12th Titan or whatever. Yeah, right. You know, he brings up some celebrity. He brings, like, Mookie Betts out there and stuff. It's kind of cool.
I know.
That's out?
Is the Sparta chant going?
Well, new stadium.
Yeah.
No grass, right?
Yeah, you can't stab a turf out there, can you?
Well, they didn't have grass.
Well, I
this
guess
year.
They have fake.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's still stabbing it. Yeah,
yeah.
You can still stab it. You can still stab a field.
Clip it. 615-737-1025. Our phone number. A lot of thoughts on the logo rebrand for the Titans. We'll continue that discussion coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Got a pair of tickets to give away to see Sal Vocano at the Ryman Auditorium coming up on Sunday, April the 12th. To caller number 4, 615-737-1025. Let's head to our phone line. Welcome in Adam in Portland to the program. Adam, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Well, number one, dude, when they decided to redo the stadium, I was like, man, I hope they make it actually look like the Coliseum. Like, I don't know. Like, we already brought the Parthenon, you know, so, like, make a Coliseum version of that and lean into it, and it could have been something cool. But since we got, like, you know, whatever, I wouldn't say a cookie-cutter stadium, but it looks like a lot of the new stadiums, then yeah, completely rebrand us, and I like it. I wish it would just be the Tennessee Oilers again, if I'm being totally honest with you, and just have the Oilers shield behind our new logo. I don't hate the logo, but I absolutely agree with you, Robbie. I think the last 8 years our jerseys have sucked, but I do think I do feel there was an opportunity to incorporate a lot of the Oilers stuff because they look good.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the call. I would have been fine had they just slapped the Titans logo. I mean, I didn't love the Titans logo that we've seen and had here for years. It's fine. I didn't hate it either. Like, it's just like, okay, it's Titans. I would have been fine if they'd have just kept the logo and leaned into the Oilers jerseys a little bit more and just done it that way. You know, I don't know that you necessarily needed to rebrand the logo part of it. We have heard from some people today, Joe, that would be all for just going back to the Tennessee Oilers. I wonder how popular that idea would be with the fan base. Probably not very, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Yeah, the old logo, as some have called it, the flaming thumbtack.
Yes.
If you gave me those two, if you gave me this logo and you gave me that logo and you were starting a team and you said, you know, pick which one you like, I'd probably pick this one. But I don't, because I think the flaming thumbtack is kind of weird. But
I kind of grew fond of it after a while.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's been, you get used to it, and then it's like, why change it?
Yeah.
That's my point. Is like, if you took a first blush, I like this one better. But was it really necessary to change from that one to this one?
I don't know that it was necessary. But like, I just, where is all of it coming from, I guess, would be the question. Like, is, you know, Amy Adams Strunk clearly has to give the go-ahead for this stuff. So it's like, okay. Why are you wanting to lean away from the Greek mythology part of it? Are you trying? We've had people ask today, and I don't think it's the answer. But like, are you leading up to changing the name at some point? I doubt it. Like, to me, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to change the Titans after they've been here for 30 years. But I guess I don't know. I can't guarantee that that's not part of their thought process.
Yeah, that would be to me wild and kind of goofy, and it would kind of like you put that in tandem with everything else we've seen. It's like I would think like this is a very unstable franchise. Yeah. Kristen Dixon says I'm so upset with the logo change because it decreases the odds of the team being sold. I've seen more negativity.
Paul was making this podcast or on this point on his podcast, I think, over the weekend about, if you're the Titans, you want to get this stuff out now, because when you start to get up the new stadium, are you going to have a quick turnover,
right,
with like new branding versus old branding?
Yeah.
How quickly can you get that stuff up? Like, if you're just going to start putting out the new stuff, let's just make it new, even though it's not going to be for the new stadium debut necessarily.
No, that makes sense. I think that makes perfect sense. Is like, go ahead and get it going, and that way, by the time you open the stadium, you got all this stuff in there.
You know, this time next year,
right,
how quickly could you change over before the stadium opens in, you know, a couple of weeks?
Yeah. Well, and again, like, frankly, I think they need a jersey overhaul. Like, I'm happy to see it. Like, I'm interested to see what the jerseys look like. Frankly, I don't think there's really anywhere to go but up with the jersey part of this. The logo's its own thing, and we can debate about the logo. The jerseys, I think everybody, for the most part, pretty much agrees they're in need of an upgrade on the jersey front here.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe it is as simple as they did, you know, they did the, and I know they've done it a few times, but like they did those Oilers throwbacks, like the day that Levis went nuts against the Falcons.
Yep.
And it just looked awesome. And it's just like, this is yours, and it's the best thing that anybody's come up with in terms of, like, you know,
it's pretty good.
So why not just go to what looks good and all people seem to universally like.
Yeah.
And if that's as simple as that, then that's fine. I'd probably still keep some Titans-related stuff going if you're going to be the Titans. Wes in Clarksville is talking about, what about a little Love You Blue Grass, like Boise State? There we go.
Let's get in there.
Really lean into it.
William from Madison says, I'd like to change the name to the Nashville Titans. When the rest of the state chooses not to show your games this past season, it's time to change your name from Tennessee. Mm. There's that.
Fair point.
It's like out in East Tennessee. Ah, you know, just not show the Titans game this time.
Yeah. And even like down by Chattanooga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was like on the edge. It was like Crossville. It's like, it's not that far away, you know?
We do have a little bit of NFL news here today from Jordan Schultz. The Dolphins and two-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Bradley Chubb are parting ways.
Okay.
He's set to become a free agent.
There you go. So add him to the list. How old is Bradley Chubb?
It says 29.
Okay.
Yeah. Had some injuries.
Yep.
Good player.
8.5 sacks last season.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Not bad.
Well, they got a lot of work, as we've discussed, they got a lot of work to do down there with their salary structure and how they're going to do it. I mean, Chubb just played 17 games, 8.5 sacks, as Ian said. He did not play in 2024 because of a torn ACL. So torn ACL in 2024, came back this year and had 8.5 sacks. He had 11 in 23 before the torn ACL.
Be interesting to see what kind of, you know, what kind of market there is for a guy like that.
He'll be 30. When next season starts.
Has had an ACL. A lot of times you do see, you know, like the first year back, yeah, maybe a little limitation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's that next year back, you're quite a bit better. A year or two with some teams, I could see some interest in him.
I was going to bring this up. I'm interested to get your thoughts on it. So, you know, Charles talked about this a little bit last week. What do you make of the idea of Derek Carr considering coming out of retirement? So he said, and I forget what podcast this was on. It was the Homegrown podcast, okay? He said he would come out of retirement for basically a chance to win a Super Bowl. He said, would I do it? Yes. Would I do it for anybody? Absolutely not. I told you two things. I have to be healthy, and I'd want a chance to win a Super Bowl. And obviously, that's a tough thing to find. That's hard to do. That's not easy. So Derek Carr at age 34, I mean, 34 years old. He did not play last year, obviously. What do you make of that, like the idea of Derek Carr coming out of retirement? And is there a team that even, like, comes close to fitting that bill of a team that would want Derek Carr to be their starting quarterback but can also be viewed as a contender at the same time? Like, I'm struggling to come up with that combination.
Yeah, I don't think that's I don't think so, but I'd be a little bit intrigued because obviously the injury stuff was bad. You get away from it, you have a total reset, you rest. Like, it wasn't that long ago he was effective. He wasn't bad, and it wasn't that long ago before that he was pretty freaking good. So I mean, maybe there's a team out there that. Would like a Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr competition for a starting quarterback, but it's not a team that's like
the two
viewed as a contender.
I guess the question would be how far down the list do you have to go about contender if you're Derek Carr? Because the two teams that like immediately came to mind that you would like I would at least think about it. Like what's going to happen with Pittsburgh at quarterback? Right, like is Aaron Rodgers coming back? Because if Aaron Rodgers wants to come back now that Mike McCarthy's the head coach, then it's probably going to be Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback. But if he doesn't, you've either got to go draft somebody, hand it over to Will Howard, or go find another quarterback this offseason. And we've thrown out, you know, Malik Willis and that possibility there. But Derek Carr could be there. And again, Charles talked about this too, and this is more in relation to, like, you know, Cousins and some other quarterbacks that have been thrown around out there. But apparently Minnesota is at least open to the idea of a quarterback coming in competition with J.J. McCarthy. So those are kind of the two teams that came to mind for me. Much beyond that, like what happens with Daniel Jones? Are the Colts in need of a quarterback? And are the Colts a contender, right? Like would he view the Colts as a contender?
He better have that definition at least that loose, right? I mean, they were like the best team in – the NFL for what, the first 10 weeks or something last week, right? So,
and then it did not go well.
Yeah, then it didn't go. But yeah, that'd be one. And that makes sense. Like Daniel Jones coming off, it is Achilles, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a tibia.
Yeah. You know, he obviously was really surprisingly good last year, but another someone who can compete with him. And that, again, because of the injury risk, you might start some games anyway if you're Derek Carr. That's a good team. And the Vikings are really interesting, and yeah, I think it makes sense for them to have somebody there. Maybe it could be Cousins too. I don't know. Would Cousins go back there to? I don't know, man. But if Carr really wants to come back, if you could get either of those situations, you can't really ask for much more if you're him, right?
I wouldn't think so. And then the question is, like, how attractive is Derek Carr after having set out a year? Like, Derek Carr was a fine NFL quarterback. I mean, his last year with the Saints, he was all right. He got hurt at the end of it, which hence why he retired after that. But like
they were bad too.
Yeah, like he was 5-5, I think, as a starter that year. Like that's what he's been. He's been a decent to good NFL quarterback. So how attractive is that to one of those teams? I don't know. I mean, given the quarterback market this year, you tell me. Would you rather have Derek Carr or Kyler Murray or Derek Carr or Tua?
I'd probably rank those Kyler, Derek, Tua.
Where's Malik? Number one or number four?
Man, that's a really good question. I mean, I'd probably rank it. I mean, I'd still go Kyler. I would take Kyler over Malik. I mean, Kyler Murray's done way more. I know that there's a certain amount of quality there. God, Malik Willis. I'm like, I really want him to do well. I'm still a little bit skeptical about him being your full-time starter. I don't know. This is going to be a great test of how much of a genius your guy is.
Yeah, he gave a really inspiring speech to Wisconsin basketball over the weekend, too. I don't know if you saw that.
That was really good.
Really good stuff from Matt LaFleur. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025, final segment of the show coming next. We got a whole lot of your thoughts to get to. We'll roll through them quickly. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game. Preds fans, Smashville Live, presented by Gary Force Acura, returning Wednesday night at 6 o'clock on 1025 the game, live from Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. The special guest this week is General Manager Barry Trotz. That's this Wednesday night at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs, and only on 1025 the game. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. A lot of your thoughts to roll through. We will do that now. Caleb on the YouTube chat talking about Carr saying he'd come back for an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Caleb says, well, he isn't good enough to win a Super Bowl, so maybe leave that one alone. There is that.
Yeah. Yeah,
although, well, Sam Darnold just won the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, you put Derek Carr in a great situation. I don't know. I would say
he's not really been in one of those in his career.
Yeah,
with the Raiders, Derek, or the Saints.
Derek Carr was right there for MVP. Now, that was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, right?
It was 16? Yeah, it's a quarterback of the future battle between him and Marcus.
That's right, and they both
got hurt on the same day.
Both broke their legs on the same day. Next to last game of the season. But he was in there at that point. Things were looking, and you know, he never was really, just like Marcus. He never actually was as good as that year again after breaking the leg.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's a coincidence.
I don't know that it is.
Long time ago.
Oh, Marcus still in the league though, getting it done out there.
Sure.
By the way, technically, an option to be a backup quarterback for the Titans this offseason. He's going to be a free agent.
I don't hate it.
I don't think he'll come back here.
I don't think he'll come back here either, but I don't hate it. You might hate it. I don't hate it.
Yeah. Be better than Brandon Allen.
Okay. That's the first nice thing you've ever said about Marcus.
As I've always said, very nice guy.
Super.
Very
super,
nice guy.
Super nice guy.
I would, if I had to assign a percentage to it, Joe, just doing some quick math here going through the text line, a lot of thoughts on the logo change. I'm going 72% don't like it. 72% is my
– of our responses?
Just of our responses.
Or that's your overall guess?
No, just our responses. I can only go by our responses.
I feel like it's higher don't, right?
I'm just – my guesstimate is 72.
Okay. Yeah, it seems pretty
– and I think there's some separation to it. I think people don't like the logo but do like the color.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No, that's largely what it is. And honestly, when teams change their logos – because any logo, you get used to it. Any logo sure. that is in place for like decades, people just get used to it, like you said earlier. So I don't think many logo changes are well received.
Not a ton. Now, I do think you'll, like, some people who don't like it right now either won't think about it here in a couple of years, or they'll look at it and be like, yeah, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah, again, I do think it's
It is a little bland.
It's a little bland. It's as someone... Someone said it. Looks like someone on Twitter was like, which is down. Is Twitter still down?
It was. I don't know.
I think it's back.
It's back? Okay. Yeah. Someone on Twitter said it looks like the logo of a restaurant that serves dry brisket, which I thought was pretty good. But you put it on a cool-looking helmet, you put it on a cool-looking jersey, and it's like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Well, that's I would assume that's the primary logo. But Easton did say in the A to Z Sports, he confirmed that the logo is one of the changes for the Titans. So it may not be the primary logo. I think it is, but it may not be the primary logo.
Oh, wait, confirm.
He confirmed, like, and I'll pull it back up and read his exact quote here. Give me a second to do that.
There are other changes.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, teams come out with these new logos, and there's like, you know, little subtle, like, you know, the Titans. When they first had the flaming thumbtack, but they also had like the sword with the T through it that they had to. So Easton says, sources confirmed that a leak logo designed for Fanatics.com is one of the Titans' newly redesigned marks.
Okay.
So one of.
Interesting.
It looks like it's probably going to be the primary one to me, but I guess I don't know that for sure.
Brian says the logo should be ass cheeks. Brian, that's not very nice.
Look.
But I get it.
This is a franchise that's on the rebound right now. They're on the come up.
There you go. This texture said it looks like the state of Tennessee state seal. I agree.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably not coincidental.
Probably the goal.
Like, for example, like the Pittsburgh Steelers logo, if you – we all know what it is. You know exactly what it is when you see it. Is yes. that cool? Is like a good logo? It speaks to tradition and continuity, but no.
I mean, Green Bay's logo is a big G.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Like – But I say that.
But you don't want to change
People
it.
People would be madder than yeah. hell if they changed it.
And they shouldn't.
It's just a G.
Because branding is just, it takes time. And then it also helps if, like, people associate it with good things.
Right.
Like winning football games.
Exactly. I mean, ultimately, that's, you know, if the Titans are terrible for the next 8 years.
This logo will be hated.
Be hated. If they start to win games, no one's going to care about it. They're going to be like, hey, look at this thing. Since the Titans switched logos, they've been pretty good. How about that? I said it earlier in the show.
Dawn of a new day.
I do think at some point, like you're talking about, you know, they had their original Titans jerseys, and that lasted for, you know, 20 years. And then they rebranded in 2018. I'd like to see this rebrand have some staying power for a while. Need to have it stick for a while.
Yeah.
So make sure the jerseys are good.
Yes. Yeah, you have to. So we haven't seen the full picture.
Nope.
I'm also interested to see if they are going to – they're going to have an unveiling. They're going to do, you know – what would be the today's equivalent 8 years later of Florida-Georgia line that Robert Saleh could say?
They're going to toss Morgan Wallen up on stage?
There you go. Know. Robert Saleh singing Morgan Wallen.
There's plenty of honky-tonks down there to choose from.
There are. There's a lot of them.
Just go up there on Kid Rock's Honky Tonk. Although I don't know, is that like a they serve milk and cookies there now? Kid Rock he's a good Christian.
I don't know. Here on the program. On that note, we're out of here. Next man up with Jake Lyman coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.